September is National Preparedness Month, a great time to check in and see if there's anything you need to do to make sure you and your family know what to do in case of an emergency or natural disaster. Part of being prepared for disaster is having a plan for repairs to your home or car. The days after a storm or disaster can be overwhelming, but they are an especially critical time for you to do your research carefully and find a trusted contractor. EDB has received reports after past storms about fly-by-night contractors who went door-to-door after storms, offering to help victims clear debris or patch homes, and then left with the customer's deposit after doing little or no work. Some couldn't be reached when consumers wanted refunds or were dissatisfied with the repairs. Dealing with storm damage is stressful, and it's understandable to want repairs done quickly, but don't rush into a decision. Scammers might try to take advantage of your emotions during this stressful time. EBB recommends you contact your insurance coverage provider and check businesses out with BBB before deciding on a contractor. EBB business profiles can help you see how companies operate, including letter grade ratings and whether they resolve customer complaints. Here are BBB's tips to consider when hiring contractors for emergency work. First, call your insurance company. Contact your insurance company to determine what coverage will be provided and if there are any restrictions or conditions before finalizing a contract with a repair service. Then research companies. You can search for a contractor's BBB business profile to learn if it's a BBB accredited business, see complaints, and read customer reviews. Ask for local references and speak with those customers about their experience and the quality of the work. Also, shop around. Ask for quotes from multiple businesses for the same criteria. Remember that the lowest bid may not necessarily be the best bid. If one bid is significantly lower than the others, the contractor may be cutting corners or may not understand your work requirements. Be sure to watch out for red flags. Be cautious anytime a contractor contacts you first, especially after a natural disaster. Avoid cash-only deals, high-pressure sales tactics, high upfront payments, and making any payments without a detailed written contract. Do not be pressured into signing agreement before you are ready, and make sure you read and understand it before signing. The contract should include contact information, start and complete dates, a detailed description of the work to be done, material costs, payment arrangements, and warranty information. Also, verify license and insurance and ask about a lien waiver. A lien waiver is a statement from your contractor that says all suppliers and subcontractors have been paid for their work. Also, arrange a payment schedule. For major jobs, never pay in full upfront. Stagger your payments so your final payment is not due until the work is complete and you have fully inspected it. Do not pay with cash. Use a credit card if possible. And request a receipt marked paid in full when the job is completed and your final payment is made. Finally, keep your contract. Hold on to your contract for future reference or if any questions arise after the work is complete. To learn more or to search for BBB accredited contractors in your area, go to BBB.org.